This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. CDOT has stepped up its DUI enforcement over the holiday weekend. The effort is part of a statewide campaign that involves 75 law enforcement agencies. CDOT says authorities arrested nearly 900 people for drunk driving during last Labor Day weekend. Pueblo School District 70 is now offering free meals to all students. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Because of the pandemic, the USDA is extending adjustments to programs that provide meals to students. That means free meals will be available to students in District 70 through the end of 2020. The program will run Monday through Thursday between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., with pickup locations at 7 different schools. During that time, students will be given lunch as well as breakfast for the following day. On Thursdays, they'll also be given a meal package for Friday. Meals will not be available on Labor Day. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Relatives and community members of a family who died in a house fire in northeast Denver plan to gather today. Police say the fire was set intentionally 1 month ago. Police are investigating the arson. The five victims are immigrants from Senegal and include three adults in their 20s, a three-year-old, and an infant. A rally calling for justice is being held this afternoon at the state capitol. Denver has a high of almost 100 degrees today, 90 in Colorado Springs, 100 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.